More than 100 million people in Pakistan have been given an ultimatum. Register your fingerprint and cell phone with the government through cell phone stores or lose your cell phone service. It's part of a government crackdown on terrorism following that horrific school attack that killed at least 148 children in December. Investigators found that six of the cell phones in that attack had been registered to a woman who had no apparent connection to the attack, and that connecting every phone's SIM card to an individual's fingerprint will help prevent future attacks. Tim Craig is Pakistan Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. He's in Islamabad. Tim, tell us more about this.
Well, how I figured this out was I got called in to verify my cell phone. You know, we have local Pakistani cell phones to do a lot of our work here. And I kept getting these text messages saying, you must report to the office. You must report to the phone office. And I, for a while, I just ignored them. And then finally, somebody called and told me that you really need to come do this. So I went down there and they collected my passport and they fingerprinted me. And there were, you know, hundreds of people in the store at the same time. And I quickly realized that, hey, everyone has to do this, not just me as a foreigner.
Well, there are two deadlines, we understand. Today is the deadline for people who have six or more cell phones. That could be a family or a business that gives out cell phones. And then April 15th is the deadline for mobile phone companies to verify the owners of SIM cards. What did you see in the store? I mean, how are people reacting to this? We understand some people are discovering right in the store that somebody else is using their SIM card.
Yeah, some guy showed up and he said he had six different SIM cards registered his name, they told him. He had no idea how that was possible, but he suspects that maybe some of his friends or relatives had one of his ID numbers. And before, you know, Pakistan was very lax about tracking this sort of stuff. Anyone could just show up, buy a SIM card, give somebody's ID number, and they would issue a phone number or a SIM card in that name. So he realized that, and he was quite grateful that he finally got it down to, and I think he kept two phone numbers, but he got rid of the other four that were in his name. But many people are sort of taking it in stride. You know, this country has been hit so hard in the last couple of years with terrorism. They're really desperate to do whatever they can to try to resolve this.
Well, it is the world's largest, fastest effort to collect biometric information. You talked to analysts who said this is unprecedented, how quickly they're trying to do this, the whole country. But there are problems, I understand, on the Afghan border. There are Afghan refugees who don't have Pakistan SIM cards, and they're being asked to what? Promise that they won't use their phone for nefarious reasons?
You know, there are several million Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. Ever since the civil war in Afghanistan, they moved over here, and they're not eligible for citizenship, but they have lived here, you know, relatively hassle-free for a long time. But now they are being suspected in a lot of cases by the Pakistani authorities of being more sympathetic to some of the terror groups, perhaps unfairly, but that is the view here. So they are being told that they must also go to the court and get an affidavit that they agree that they will not misuse their SIM cards and that they'll have legal SIM cards in order to use them in Pakistan. The question is, especially along the border regions, it gets into a very murky area where you have some Afghan companies' telephone networks that sort of bleed across the border. Many Pakistan companies don't service those areas in the tribal areas along the border. So what happens up there? You know, how are those people going to be monitored? And that is where many of the terrorist havens actually are.
Well, I wonder, is there another question about whether or not a potential terrorist or an active terrorist may say, you know what, I'm not going to give my fingerprints to anyone. Is there another way for them to have a phone? You know, is there a way to end run this?
I think there are end runs. A lot of people now increasingly use Skype for different things. There are apps such as Viper that you could use that are computer-based, and that necessarily would not be affected by this. There are clearly end runs, and I don't think anyone thinks that this is going to be an end-all, be-all to the terror issue in Pakistan. But what happens is if somebody does use a cell phone in a nefarious way, or if a cell phone is linked back to a particular crime or terrorist attack, it may be easier for authorities to then track down that person who's done that.
And just remind us, cell phones are not only used for communication, but can't the technology also... Well, as happened here in Boston, in the Boston bombing, can a cell phone ignite an explosion?
In the past, cell phones have been used to ignite IEDs or roadside bombs. They even, I believe, can be used to detonate a suicide bomber's jacket. You know, if a suicide bomber doesn't necessarily want to follow through on his mission, at the end of the day, there may be somebody around the corner who makes sure he does and pushes the button for him through a cell phone.
Just horrific. But, you know, you say Pakistanis are flocking to these mobile phone stores to meet the deadline. The deadline might have to be moved because there's so many people. But is anybody questioning it? Is anybody launching any lawsuit on the grounds of civil rights, worried that this is just an effort to follow? I mean, once you have somebody's fingerprint tied to their cell phone, you have a lot of information about them.
I have not really found that much sort of outrage here. I checked with the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, a group that's, you know, pretty progressive and pretty on the ball about sort of civil liberties. And they sort of note that, you know, Pakistan was already in some ways collecting fingerprints. People who have to get ID cards now have to submit fingerprints. So this just takes it another step farther. You know, many people here are just so sort of, I don't want to say distraught, but they're just sort of ready to move on from this decade of terrorism and terrorism attacks and violence and extremism. And they're looking for options. And if this can be viewed as an option that perhaps can move them closer to the end game of living in relative peace, many people are willing to do it.
You remind us that more than 50,000 Pakistani people have died in the last 13 years because of violence and unrest. Tim Craig, Pakistan Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, thank you so much. Fascinating.
Thank you very much.